The front page story in the Irish Daily Star has a mocked up picture of Angelina Jolie as Lara Croft in front of Dublin Airport. Inside the Star, Michael O'Toole's report tells us that an airport shop worker dressed up as Lara Croft for Halloween. She wore two replica pistols and a fake shotgun as part of the costume. A passenger complained, and it transpired that the shop worker had put the fake guns through the security scanners. Michael O'Toole quotes a source who says that they should have been spotted, but weren't. Elsewhere in the Star, along with the other papers, the headline writers are reacting to Vladimir Putin's ban on Irish TDs entering Russia. The Star heading is, "Don't go rushing off to Moscow." The Irish Daily Mirror is, "Vlad gets Bolshoi." And in the Irish Times, "TDs vie for seats on Kremlin's naughty step." That's STEPPE. Under that story, Miriam Lord reports from Leinster House that by tea time yesterday evening, several politicians were pure sick with worry that they had been left off the banned list. Other more serious news out of Leinster House relates to changes to the family law system. The Irish Daily Star says that lone parents will no longer have to go to court to secure welfare payments for childcare. The Irish Times tells us that reforms will include a new dedicated family court division with specialist family law judges, as well as a more streamlined system. The paper says that at the moment the system is fragmented, opaque, adversarial and subject to delays. Then there are the reports from that news conference yesterday on child abuse and spirit in schools. You may have seen the video from the conference on the news last night, but there's something about looking at newspaper photos freezing the moment. For example, the headline in the Examiner quotes middle-aged Corrie McMahon asking us to picture him as a 12-year-old boy, while the photo on the front page of the Irish Independent allows us to do just that. It shows Corrie and another victim, Louis Hoffman, smiling with their arms around each other. In that picture, you can imagine the two of them as mischievous boys jostling in the yard, while in the photo of Corrie on the front page of the Irish Examiner, he's wiping away a tear. And then you can imagine that boy struggling with his private grief. COP27 is drawing to a close. The Irish News pictures a mock COP27 event conducted by secondary school students in Belfast yesterday. While in the real thing, the Examiner's environment correspondent Porrick Hoare says there are fears it could end with no real progress. On climate defeatism, the Irish Times interviews political theorist Katrina McKinnon, who says that with climate change, there's a communication dilemma, which she sees in dealing with students. She says you can't sugar the pill. At the same time, there's a real risk of pushing them into a state of despair that makes them incapable of action. That action, she says, is to break the connection between politics and fossil fuels. The number of Christmas stories in the papers is starting to creep up. The Herald reports there'll be a shortage of taxi drivers for the holiday season. The headline there is "Walking Home for Christmas." The Irish Daily Star has photos of a toy for adults. It's a giant teddy bear with the body of a big man and the small head of a sleeping bear. It's just for snuggling and it's called an emotional support bear. Mariah Carey has just failed in her bid to have her nickname patented. Officials in America said that she cannot be the only one to be called the Queen of Christmas. That's in the Irish Independent. And the Independent has one of the craziest stories of the day. It tells of a Chinese grandfather who finished a marathon in just under 3.5 hours while chain smoking all the way. The man is 50 and apparently this is his thing, smoking while running marathons. And what's more, it's the only time the man smokes while running marathons.